We're in Tzivot Shalom on the Parsha. We're on Parsha Kitisa, page Resh Nun Hey. Feeling a little bit bold today. We're going to try Har'ini Na Tivodecha, a part of the Parsha that is, just kind of shrouded in mystery in terms of what the meaning of it is and what's going on. The area of the Parsha post Chet Ha'Egel, where Moshe Rabbeinu goes and, having received forgiveness for the Jewish people, asks to understand God's ways and to see God's face, and God says, "You can't see my face, but instead you'll just see my back." It's very, very dense, very short, but very dense and just beautiful. And clearly, there's so much going on beneath the surface. So I don't know where into which I'm going to take it, but let's see if we can explore and draw out some of the beauty of that together from the Tzivot Shalom. Vayomer Hari Na Et Kivodecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Show me your kavod." Vayomer lo tzuchal lirot et panai, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. You can't see my face, says God, because no person can see my face and live. V'ra'it et achorai ufanai lo yiru. And you'll see my back in some way, and my face you won't see. And mefarshim nitkashu dehalo kvar higia Moshe lemadriga zo. So it's interesting that right before this whole interaction happens, there's actually a pasuk which says explicitly, it's not even like in a different parsha, it's the pasuk that introduces these paragraphs. As it says, parsha zo v'daver Hashem el Moshe panim el panim kasher yidaber ish al reihu. Then Moshe spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim el panim. So what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking from God? Let me see. Well, he says, Harinat Kivodecha, but God seems to understand it as to see my face, but he does see his face, and he's letting him see his back, but he already saw his face. So how's the interaction with these psukim? That he already seems to have received the madriga of being able to see God face to face, so to speak. And the pasuk even goes to explain, that's the pasuk that, again, from this week's Parsha, like a person speaks to their friend. And then later on in Devarim, it says, Pe el pe adaber bo. That they spoke mouth to mouth, whatever that means. So Tzmanat Hashem Yabit, and he saw Kiviyachol, an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the question of let me see your kavod and the tshuva of lo tzuchal of not being able to do so and you can only see my back? If you were to go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal something which at the end of the day he wasn't going to reveal, meaning you're making a tremendously lofty request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, even though you're Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't let you see what you're asking to see. You would think to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a tremendous eight ratzon, in a positive time, right? We just came out of it, ask during Purim, right? That's the time to ask. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, fine. So ask him Matan Torah. Why ask now? Now, 4 days later, when Bnei Yisrael in such a low place, at the place of Chet HaEgel, now is the time to make such a lofty request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why ask now? Why is this conversation inserted here? Uverashi Piresh Shira'a ki eight ratzon ata. So he says, and that's probably where I was triggered for that word, ki eight ratzon haya, that it was an eight ratzon, that it was a time of ritzoi. Meaning, kilu, he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was even willing to forgive for Eitz Chet HaEgel. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kiviyachol in a place that it was a Eitz Ratzon, where it was a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to give, so he asked for more. It was a good time to ask. That's how Rashi deals with it. Achalo hayu od itim shal ratzon. But there are other times of ratzon. Umadua bachar dafka bizman kazeh. Meaning, even if you want to say, fine, it wasn't Eitz Ratzon, so there are many Eitz Ratzons. Why specifically this Eitz Ratzon? Why? What's the connection between the Eitz Ratzon of Kapara for Chet HaEgel and Har'ini Na Et Kivodecha? Ukinyan ze tzarich peor bevakashat v'naflenu ani ve'amcha mikol ha'am asher al panei ha'adama. Upirash Rashi shelo tishresh shechina be'umot ha'olam v'lo yu bahem nevi'im. Where Moshe says that we should be. I understand it the way that Rashi understands it. I don't know if that's the little transition of the word vinaflinu, meaning that we should be separated from. But I assume that that's what Rashi's trying to explain, is what vinaflinu means. But to be separated, me and my people, from all of the other nations of the earth. So Rashi explains that as, again, that was the explanation that I gave, clearly based on Rashi. Shelo tishresh shchina b'umot ha'olam. He says, takes it a step further, that your shchina shouldn't be shura on any of the other nations. V'lo yebehem nevi'im, that they shouldn't have nevi'im. Madua gam bakasha zo bikesh dafka bisman kazo. Yisrael nimsim kol b'shefel ha-matzav. So too, again, even if there, for whatever reason, wherever that question came from, that Moshe Rabbeinu felt a need to request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his Shechina should only be on Yisrael and should not be on the Umot HaOlam. Why, again, why is this the time to ask for that when they're in such a low place of all times? Pick a time when B'nai Yisrael are doing the right thing, when B'nai Yisrael are achieving tremendous things, and say, okay, based on who we are, based on where we're at, so that's the time to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be sure Shechina only on us. But why here and now, and when we're in Chet HaEgel? Why is that the time to ask, to make such a request? Good? We understand the questions? Good? Am I talking too fast? No? We're good? Okay. Depends on the crowd. And the age of the crowd often. So, V'yish Lomar. D'bakashato v'sheilato shel Moshe harini nat kivodecha haita, that the question, the request and the question of Moshe of harini nat kivodecha is harini nat iza kavod shamayim niyeh mikol ha-parasha shel Chet HaEgel. So he's understanding it is as harini nat kivodecha is show me where the kavod shamayim is. This is the Kivod Shamayim's understanding. Show me where the kavod shamayim is in this whole inyan, in this whole story of Chet HaEgel. Where is your kavod in this? It seems to be antithetical to your kavod. Show me where your kavod is, even in the reality of Chet HaEgel. L'achar ha'itgalut ha'gdola sh'ayita b'kabalat ha'trash niftechu kol ha'zayin rakim v'ra'u kol ha'kol she'ein od milvado. Kimo, ata orita ladat ki Hashem Elokim ein od milvado v'lachar kol ze naflu b'Chet HaEgel. That we have a situation, it's the classic question on Chet HaEgel, which how could it be that after they came to Matan Torah and they heard HaKadosh, and all of the seven heavens opened up and they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak himself and give over the first two of the Aseret Dibrot, how is it possible that after all of that, 40 days later of Chet HaEgel, how is that possible? How could they have fallen in Chet HaEgel? What is the Kavod Shemayim that comes out of this? And even though they had Bechira Chofshit, Sha'afal Pi Mad'ita B'Sorma Kadoshim, Hu Afilu Be'inanim Sheish Ben Bechira. Meaning, I don't understand exactly every word of the way that he phrased it there, but he's saying that even though clearly that bechira chofshit, that in that whole inyan, there seems to have been some aspect of that it must have been going according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. How's he understanding that? Batah savot et libam avachorni. Maybe that he turned their hearts to go in the opposite direction. Meaning that it's impossible. Meaning, go come back to that line. Shelo yitachin shasu davar kazoshi behechleit neged Ritzon Hashem. That it's not possible that Klaus is going to do something which is 110% entirely anti Ritzon Hashem. So in that sense, where is, again, where is the Har'inat Kvodecha, where is the Kvod Shamayim in Chet HaEgel? V'yishnor v'zeh biyoter, kemo shekatuv b'sfar ha-makadoshim, b'sifar ha-kadosh divrat shlomo, b'parasha zo, l'va'er ma shamru chazal, to explain what chazal say, d'b'tshuva me'ahava zdonot na'asin lo kizchuyot, u'b'tshuva me'ira rak kishkagot. That this Gemara, which is often quoted around Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, that tshuva that incredibly tshuva meyira, when a person does tshuva out of yirat shamayim, out of fear of sin, out of fear of the repercussions, out of fear of the punishment that comes from the sin, so then one of the intentional sins that we do, so they get transformed into accidental sins. We only get compensation as though they were accidental sins. But if a person comes and doesn't do tshuva out of fear, but rather does tshuva out of love, zdonot, even the intentional sins, nasin lo kizchuyot, they become like zchuyot for that person. So in dealing with that Gemara, the Divrat Shlomo says, Shinyano al derech mashal le'av shehilbish et beno b'malbushei yakar v'tiferet, that it's like a father who dresses up his son in beautiful, glorious clothing. V'yisiro me'od sheyilech b'derech haslula v'anikiya, and warns him to walk on the clean and straight path. Shemeilech b'derech aklaton sham yesh borot mala'ei boots v'tinofet alul hu lipol litachech ulehashchit et begadav yikarim. Meaning, kilo, this isn't even like a lofty mashal. You know, you take your child and you dress them up in brand new, nice clothing in the Kavod Shabbat, and you say, don't go play in the mud, because if you play in the mud, you might fall and you're going to ruin the clothing. So he's saying here that to make sure to go in walk on the clean road to get you from here to there, and don't start going off on all of these other paths, which are going to have places where you could trip and fall, and there's dirt, and you could end up dirtying yourself. And when, of course, as is always the case, the child does go off and wants to play in the dirty place, and doesn't really care that you give them those beautiful clothing for Shlichvot Shabbat, doesn't listen to the voice of their father, and they fall, and they dirty, and they ruin their clothing. There's two types of children. Right? The ones who hide and the ones who come and tell you. Right? Habin she'eino chacham, the one who's not a chacham, the one who's not intelligent, kol pachdo and he's so afraid of the anger and the retribution that might come from his parent for ruining his clothing after the parent said, don't go that way. And they come and they cry before their parent, they cry before their father. Meaning then the parent, when they see how broken the child is, how broken they are, so they want to reprimand them a little bit, but then they forgive them. When you see what they went through, you feel that pain, and you want to make sure to bring home the point, but then you want to move on. And that's what it means when it says, "By Kadosh Baruch Hu, we come and cry, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't punish me, don't give me a terrible year, don't make things so bad. I understand what I did, I feel terrible for what I did. Please don't punish me." So Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we understand the severity of what we did, so he still has to reprimand us, and we're still responded to like a shkaga, but he doesn't respond to it like it's a zadon. He doesn't respond to it like it's an intentional sin anymore. He responds to it like it's an accidental sin. Achein, Aben Achacham, but the intelligent child. The smart child goes and says, he's upset about the clothing themselves. He was given these beautiful clothing, and he recognizes the value of the clothing, and he recognizes what he received. And he's upset that the clothing got ruined. And he cries to his father, "I can't believe that I ruined these clothing. You know that I'm a small child. And how could you let me ruin these clothing? I know you told me not to run in that direction, but I always like to run and play. How could you not really help me understand what was going to happen if I played over there, that I would ruin these clothing that I love so much?" The Az Kishahuru et Sar Habin, then when the father sees the pain of the child, so what does the father then suddenly have to do? Don't worry, calm down, it's okay, we'll fix it, we'll find a way. I know you're sad about the clothing, we'll figure it out. And he promises his child that he'll clean the clothing. And the child goes and keeps crying until the point where the father just says, I'll buy you new clothing, don't worry about it. Starting to think, like, does that really happen? A story popped to my mind. And it was not done with any nefarious intent, with any subtle intent. And it shows the godless of my mother. I remember one time I came home and Shoshana was like totally shaken up that her sheitel had caught fire while she was cooking for Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, she was totally fine and she quickly put it out. But like, she was totally shaken. And she was smart and understood that I have a lot of ways to go as a husband and probably wouldn't understand what that meant. That her sheitel caught fire, what that happened. So she, for some reason, I don't know why she made that choice. She somehow immediately called my mother. And she was crying about the sheitel and how shaken up she was, and she knew that it happened to my mother, or she had my mother's hair. I think my hair had actually caught fire when she was younger. I think it was her hair that caught fire and she put it out. And she said, like, just so you know, before anything else, your mom said, don't worry, I'll just get you a new sheitel. And she was like, just so you know, we're fine. Like, financially, we're okay. Your mother's evidently replacing the sheitel. But I just want you to also know that, like, I'm really shaken up because my sheitel caught fire. You know, like, but that, it's like the immediate response of a parent. And it's a big excuse that my mother looks at my wife, Kilu, really takes her in like a child. But that, you know, that the first response was I see you're, literally this story. I see you're upset about what happened. And the first thing is to be a fayis the child. Is to make them feel okay. Don't worry, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of the problem. You know, Shoshana was also, you know, because she's emotional, she was also shaken up. So that was evidently what I was for. But my mother took care of replacing the sheitel. But that's what he's saying here, that a person, you know, the kid comes and the kid cries, and you see how much pain that child is in, like really upset. Not you know, just like annoyed, like really upset. You want to take care of the child. You want to make sure that everything's okay. And that's what he's saying here. And it's a beautiful chidush of what he's saying. Bishalo, eich ze hanachat li lipol vitachich kolkach aviv od maftiach lo sheiknelo harbe matanot ki ein derech lehargielo al yidei rak al yidei shimali ritzonom. So this is taking it a step further. I'm taking my mother and my wife and my mother out of the equation for this part. Same with the baby, the son even goes farther. The child even goes farther, and he says that. And how could you have let me go and fall and get dirty? So then the parent just wants to shower them with presents because out of apology for letting, you know, like they feel bad and they want to do better. And Kilu, it's a smart kid, right? Until the child is okay, then the parent's not going to be okay. The zipirush, and that's what it means. That's one explanation. There are many other explanations of this Gemara. It's an interesting explanation of Gemara. V'zeh pirush zdonot nasin lo kizchuyot. That when we do things intentionally, they become for us as chuyot. Shehaoseh tshuva me'ahava. That when a person does tshuva me'ahava, eino yachol lihirga me'rov meritat libo alavonotav. That when the person does tshuva me'ahava, then the person can't get over that bitterness that they have for what they did. Just to calm us down, because we're so upset, because we love doing this by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, and we feel so upset that we could have gotten into this sin in the first place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how did you let me fall into this trap, and I wasn't prepared, and I wasn't able to overcome this test, and we're just crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we can't believe this happened. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, I'll give you schuyot, it's okay, I'll give you schuyot, it's all fine. And he's saying that this is related to the request of Harini Nat Kivodecha. That after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe everything that he asks for, as it says in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had nechama over what he was going to do. He Moshe Rabbeinu kivyachol brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a different place where he decided not to do anything negative to Klal Yisrael. Then Moshe Rabbeinu the riled up child said, and also don't give the Shekhinah to the other nations, keep the Shekhinah by us. Meaning he saw that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was responding and he was just pouring out. And he saw that also came, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said yes. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this thing also that you asked for, I'll do for you. This all psukim in the Parsha. That I'm not going to let my Shekhinah be sure on the non-Jews. And because of that's why in the story of Bilam, that Bilam's Nevuah itself doesn't come through Hashra'at Hashchina Mamash, implying here that it would have come that way had it not been for this request of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even after all of these things were answered, Chazar Od V'Shaal, he came back and he asked, Har'eini Nad Kivodecha, Eich Zeh Hanachta L'Klal Yisrael Lipol L'Shol Tachtit. How could you have let it be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you have let Klal Yisrael get into a situation where they could have done Chet HaEgel? Meaning, Kilo, imagine he's turning the whole question around. It's, we asked the question, Bnei Yisrael were at Har Sinai 40 days ago. They saw the seven heavens open up 40 days ago. They heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak the first two Dibrot himself 40 days ago. How could they have sinned? So if you flip the question around, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just gave them Matan Torah 40 days ago. The seven heavens opened up 40 days ago. You just saw your Jews speak 40 days ago. If this happened, how could you have let them get to this place? How could you have let this situation come about where they could have done something like Chet HaEgel? Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could you have let this happen? Because clearly something serious went down that was able to bring them so far away if they were so close. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could you push them so hard? How could you do that? Like the child saying to the father, I always run around and play. I didn't understand you meant differently this time. Why didn't you really explain to me what you meant? And you said, don't play outside. I didn't understand. So Moshe is looking at Rashi saying, how could you have let this happen to them? That's where he's coming from. And not in a mean way, in a way where he's upset that this happened to Klal Yisrael. And he's begging Kadosh Baruch Hu for an answer. How could you let them get to this place? Because something very serious must have happened to draw them away. So how could you have let this happen? Oh, so we get to the answer of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a very different, but very interesting understanding of this whole story. Utsuvata Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo tuchal lirot et panai, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. So Kadosh Baruch Hu responds in the pasuk that you can't see my face because no one can see my face and live. Hainu de'inyanim elu gavoa mi al gavoahim. These things are tremendously lofty. Understanding these types of things, how could this happen to Klal Yisrael? What? How is Kvod Shemayim coming out in Chet Ha'Egel? And nobody can fully understand exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody can fully understand exactly what the intentions are of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kol tachlit. Welcome. We love special guests. Ki tachlit abriya, he nisteret bivichinat v'ra'ita tachorayu fanai lo yiru. Because the whole goal of creation is hidden in a way of you can see my back, but you can't see my face, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'ra'ita ta'achorai haynu b'chitzoniut. Meaning when it says you can see me from the back, you can see me from behind, that means you can see the externalities of it. We can see the externalities of it that a Kadosh Baruch Hu manipulates and guides the world towards his ultimate destination. We can see the impact. We can feel the presence. We can sense the presence of God's guiding hand in the world. Yidiyachol adat et shinyano. Et she'inav ro'ot umasigot. A person can understand what their eyes see. Ma'alav la'asot, ma'al ratzon Hashem u'kvod Hashem. U'ma'achilu Hashem chas v'shalom. I think it means that they can only see what their eyes can see. They can only see what their eyes can see. So what can you do if you can only see? If we can only understand what our eyes see, we can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's guiding hand physically. So therefore, we can't see what's Kvod Hashem and Ratzon Hashem and what's Chilul Hashem Chas V'Shalom. Aval Panai Lo Yirah. Hafuch. I'm sorry. Meaning that we can see. We can see what we're supposed to do. We can understand. The Torah tells us what the mitzvah would do. We can understand what we're supposed to do in this world. We can understand what Ratzon Hashem is. We can understand when there is Kvod Hashem in the world. We can understand when something is Chilul Hashem. We have an innate sense when we see something that's a chilul shem, that's mechalal shem shemayim in the world. We see that and we sense that and we understand that. So we can sense those things, even though we don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu directly in that way. Aval panai lo yiru, but my face you don't see. Omek ha-pnimiyut yanyanim mahu ratzon Hashem. The pnimiyut, the essence of what ratzon Hashem is. And the essence of the kavod Hashem itself. Meaning that's a very, subtle difference in the way it is phrasing. That's why I didn't understand it before. He's saying, and actually seeing it manifest, and really seeing it directly, the actual ratzon Hashem, the actual kavod Hashem. Umahu tachli and the Ratzon Hashem that's coming out of the entire Briah, even from the fault, nifilot, even from the ways that we fall, from the chataim, that a person of flesh and blood can understand. Again, we can sense his presence in the world. We can feel God's guiding hand. We can see things. We can see mitzvot. We can see every road. We can see when a person is mekadesh shem shemayim, we can see when a person is mechalal shem shemayim lo aleinu. We can see those things and we can sense them. But to really see the omek and the essence of Ratzon Hashem, to really see the essence of Kvod Hashem in the world, that we can't see. The way that my Rebbe says is we can't understand God in essence, but we can feel his presence. And that's a very important distinction. To understand, as finite beings, we're not going to be able to understand an infinite God. Logically speaking, it is not within the capacity of the finite to understand the infinite. We literally don't have the capacity. But to feel the presence of the infinite in this world, in a way where we know, with the idea gemura, with a complete knowledge and understanding, with a complete connection to it, we have the capacity to know a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in this world, to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We can feel his presence despite the fact that we can't know his essence. You can see my back, but you can't see my face. That's how he's bringing out the answer to that, the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's question. We're on the second page, bottom paragraph, second column. Uva odo finish lamar, and in a different way we can say, I think he's probably going to suggest a different answer, another possible explanation. Yish lamar, bakashatol shemosher harininat kvodecha. Suppose there. So before he is going in a totally different direction. Clear to understand this route that he's taking in understanding the question, Chet Ha'Egel, and the question about Chet Ha'Egel, the response to Chet Ha'Egel. He's trying to see where the Kvod Shemayim is in that. If Kadosh Baruch Hu let this happen, how could that be? First of all, because he sees his innate ratzon in the sense of that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to fayez him and for letting this, quote unquote, for letting this happen. But that's why he saw it was innate ratzon and he wanted to ask for everything. But the response of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, I'll give everything that I can give you. I'll show you to the extent that a human being can understand. I'll show you God's presence in this world, even though I can't show you the pnimiut of it. The pnimiut of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand in this world. Okay? So now we're going to go to a totally different approach within the Tivot Shalom. Uva'od ofen, yish lomar bakashatol shel Moshe, this question of Moshe, of har'ini na tivodecha, show me your kavod, shebikesh al giloi kvodo yiparach ba'olam. It's not, show me where the kvod Shemayim was in Chet HaEgel. He was literally asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu, har'ini na tivodecha, bring a giloi of kvod Shemayim in the world. Bring a revelation of the kavod of Hashem into the world. Ki Yisrael ha'yu'ad b'shevel ha'matzav me'od, because they were in such a low place, Klal Yisrael. V'koach ha'tumah hitgabir b'yoter ma'chamat Chet HaEgel. And there was such a tremendous overcoming of tumah through the act of Chet HaEgel. V'chol zeh le'achar hisi Hasi shall hitgalut koach hakedusha ba'olam mekabat zera, and all of that is afterwards this apex of a revelation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and of kedusha in the world in kabbalat Torah. Ukemosh ne'amar ani amarti elokim atem uvenei elyon kulchem. So the pasuk says not in kedusha. This is I think it's in Tehillim. Probably embarrassing myself, but I think it's in Tehillim. Ani amarti elokim atem uvenei elyon kulchem. Yes, for sure in Tehillim. I said that elokim atem, that you're godly, uvnei alyon kulchem, and you're like the children of on high, talking about Klal Yisrael at Chet HaEgel. Shelachar hagiloy hagadol hazeh hayaraoi kvar liot olam tikkun, that after the revelation of Har Sinai, we were on the verge of reaching a completely fixed world, a completely mitukan world. V'achin ka'adam t'mutun, but the end of that pasuk is, but achin, however, ka'adam t'mutun, but yet instead of being like malachim, instead of reaching tikkun and letting your souls fly, you're going to die like human beings. You let yourself fall down to the place of bringing the reality of death back into the world. A reality of post-Chet Adam HaRishon back into the world. Achim ka'adam t'mutun. Machamat Chet HaEgel. Because of Chet HaEgel. Shnaflu mikol ha-madrigot shalahem. That they fell so far because of their sins. Next page. Reish Nun Zayin. V'lachin. Bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, Harini na'at kivodecha, show me your kavod. She yitgale kvod Hashem ba'olam, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should reveal his kavod in the world. Shimarata, third line, Shimarata, Arata shekoach ha'kedusha haya b'tokfo, that the strength of Kedusha was in its full strength. Hayu yicholim la'avod l'Hashem Yibarach gam mitoch ha'ester. Then they would have been able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu even from amongst the, from within the hidden. Harei ata sh'atumah nitgaber. Harei ata sh'atumah nitgaber b'kesh Moshe harei na'at kvodecha. Shigalek kavod Hashem le'ein kol. Meaning now that the Tum'ah had increased, he was asking that everybody, even within the Tum'ah, should be able to see Kvod Hashem in the world. Dine kol hanagata olam hi ba'ofen shel hester, because the whole way that God guides the world is through a way of hester. Kilshon HaKatuv, as the Pasuk says, Hine eileh rishaim v'shilui olam hisigu chayel, hein b'chaluta briya shemarbita olam goyim v'darcham tzalcha. In Tehillim it says that those who are Rishayim, meaning the negative people in the world, those are the ones who seem to see success. Meaning that in the Kalut of the Briyah, it seems to be that the non-Jews and those who are doing negative things, that their way is the way of success. Vein mechal yisal ha-Rishayim yisigu chayu. That that those who are doing ra in Klal Yisrael, they're the ones who seem to be successful. Vilu Yehudi Sharak will say liot yirei Hashem v'lavod al Hashem yiparach. It's lo akol mitnahel kenegdo lehatoto mitarko. And it seems like for a person who's yirei Shemayim, and all they want to do is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, by them everything seems to go. It's difficult, and like they're being trying to be pushed off the path. Everything in their life is difficult. Moshe bikesh al zot, and Moshe was asking about this. Dafka b'shefel amatzav miyuchad, specifically in this time of lowliness after Chet HaEgel. Sheina in a time where they're not able, where they were, meaning kilu, in this low place, there was no way for them to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness. And so he was saying, dafka now, har'eini na'kivodecha, meaning I don't want you to make it clear when we're basically on the verge of becoming malachim, to make it clear to everyone that you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're on the verge of becoming malachim. I'm asking you now, in the difficulty, post-Chet HaEgel, with the tum'ah, in the darkness, dafka now, harinat kvodecha, let us see you. Help us see you in the darkness itself. There shouldn't be such a Hester Panim in the world. And this is also the reason for asking Dafka now that the Shekhinah should rest with us and not with the other nations. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a Shekhinah on the other nations, it's a Hester Yisrael. It's a Hester Panim for Klal Yisrael. Because it makes it more confusing and more complicated for us. If we're doing Ratzon Hashem, and we're the ones who are trying to keep the Torah, and we're supposed to be a reflection of God's oneness in the world, if God's Shekhinah is there also, it makes it much more complicated to focus and understand what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want from us in this world. That it shouldn't look like to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supporting the other nations and supporting if they're going in the ways of Ra and Tum'ah and the Sitra Achra, that it show, that it's confusing to us. Well, if that's the way we're supposed to go, maybe we should do that, when obviously we shouldn't. So he's telling us, in a place where we're dafka confused, don't let your Shekhinah rest on the other nations of the world where it's going to pull us in the wrong direction. And at Moshe Rabbeinu's request been granted. That the Hester Panim should have been removed entirely from the world, and Kvod Shemaim should have been revealed in the world. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to. Lo tuchal lirot et panai ki lo yirani adam b'chai. That you can't see my face because no person can see my face and live. So you'll see my back and not see my face. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have revealed himself clearly even within the darkness and the tum'ah. There's no point in Olam Hazeh. That is Olam Hazeh. The whole goal of Olam Hazeh is to find God on the Hester. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, that's not the purpose. You're going against the whole purpose of this world. I can't do that. I'll show you my back, but I'm not going to reveal my face in this world. The famous concept that Olam, this world, is Milashon He'elem, which means to hide. It's the name of the reality that we live in. It's that it's a place of Hester. It's a place of hiddenness. We need to seek God in this world. That's the purpose of Olam Hazeh. V'davka k'shesum davar eino matzliach biyado v'akol k'negdo. Davka in a situation when a person isn't successful, isn't succeeding, even though they're trying to do Ratzon Hashem, and everything seems to be fighting them. Mitoch ze yagei yudi l'Hashem Baruch. That's the way that a Jew truly needs to fight to get close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means to be close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu inyan v'ra'iti t'achorayu fanai l'yaru. And this is what it means when it says, you will see my back, but you won't see my face. V'inyan ze humikiv shei d'rachmana. That even by Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't wasn't given the ability to understand the fullness of the way of seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu to that level of clarity in the world, because it goes against the whole goal of reality and destroys the reality of Hester Panim, which is what we're supposed to be fighting for in this world. We're supposed to be fighting for a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Hester Panim of the world, to the hiddenness of Hashem in this world. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't responded in full to this request. Even though all of the other requests were filled. This was the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. Right, who would have thought? That Olam is Milashon Ha'alem, that the word Olam itself means to be hidden. Sha'olam hazeh, hu b'tachlit ha'alem, that this world is a reality of hiddenness. Ve'ein ro'im bo et borei kol olamim, we don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. She'inyan zeh, hu tachlit ha'briya, shemitoch ha'alem, v'aster yagye yudi l'shem Yibrach, that it's through the briya, through the hiddenness and the hester, that a Jew gets to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would clearly show himself in this world, then the whole goal of creation wouldn't be fulfilled. Ukamamar Maran Asaba Kadosh Milakovich Zechotoy Genalino La Pasuk Mi Gavar Yichye Velo Yir'e Mavet Mi Achol Lahagia Lemashu Shel Chiyut. Who can truly get to a level of truly feeling alive within the concept of Avodat Hashem? Meaning nobody can truly get to a feeling of life in Avodas Hashem without seeing death right in front of their face. Meaning kilu, only if the way you know that you're truly achieving Avodat Hashem is when you feel yourself standing. If you've reached that height of Avodat Hashem, if you feel yourself standing on that precipice, you feel yourself standing at the top of that mountain, but you're also watching, you're surrounded by clouds because you're so far up and you can't see where you're going, and you feel right in front of you the drop all the way down. Because that's the way it goes. This world is a world of struggle and a world of strife and a world of danger in a way where everything is coming against us to try to stop us from reaching those heights, because that's what we're fighting for, and that's what makes it a fight. That's what makes it meaningful. That's what makes it life. Is that we're fighting to achieve that closeness. V'chein amru Chazal, and Chazal say in Brachot, Ein divrei Torah mitkayim ela b'misha memit atzmo aleha. And that needs to be understood, kilu, as almost literally as it could be. That divrei Torah only stand by a person who's memit themselves over Torah, who almost literally kills themselves over Torah. It doesn't come for free. It doesn't come simply. It doesn't come easy. It has to be fought for. If an idea comes so quick and so fast and so easy, you got to double check. You got to take a step back. Lo yagata matzata lo tamin, the Gemara says. That if a person says, I didn't work and I found, don't believe them. Either they're lying or I don't know what they found, right? And I wouldn't be so sure about what they found. Yagata matzata tamin. If a person says, yeah, I really worked and I worked and I worked and then I found it. That you should believe. Because that's this world. That's the way the world is designed. Is that we're meant to work. Adam la amal yulad. We were born in order to work. It's in Pirkei Avot. Zedar kol shel ha'olam hazeh. This is the whole way of this world, of olam hazeh. Shedavka mitoch ha'alim. That's specifically through the hiddenness of this world. Va'hester. And through the hiddenness of this world. Shelo holech klum bechlalut v'pratut v'tzarich la'hamit atzmo mitochach ha'gil Hashem brach. That by literally killing oneself over trying to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu and working for it, that's how we get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rakish Nizkar, the second to last paragraph, second column on page Rishon and Zayin. The Rakish Nizke, the Olam HaTikun, Bo Yitkayem V'Niglek Kvod Hashem. Only when we get to Olam Haba, to a fixed world, a perfect world, that's the world of a relation of Kvod Hashem. Az Yavinu, Eich Kol HaHesterim Ahem Shehu Vilu Et HaGiloi. Then we can understand how all of these hidden actions, how all of the seemingly disasters of the world, how all the difficulties in our lives, how all of that very intentionally, stage by stage, led us to tikkun. When we're in it, we can't feel that. When we're in it, we can't understand that. When we're in it, we can't experience that. But in the Olam HaTikun, in Olam HaBa, we'll see how every one of those hesters led us to the Gilui. And led us to tikkun. Okay, Mamar Tzadikim ala Pasuk. Beshuv Hashem et Shivat Zion, Hayinu Kecholmim. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns us to Zion, returns us to Yerushalayim, returns us, brings us to a place of Olam HaBa, then there'll be Hayinu Kecholmim, be like we were dreaming. Ki Yosef Balach Alamot, like Yosef who was the dreamer. Shekasher Yosef Haya Sharoi, Bechashchut, Lo Haya Nitan Laavin. Beshum Ofen, et Kol Parashat Bechirato al Yedei Achav, Yudatol Mitzrayim. Hakol Haya Mechut Litzchum HaSagash Yiludisha. Verak Kasher Yigi Legdula, Az Ra, like Yosef, can you imagine? He has this dream. I have this dream where all of my brothers are going to bow down to me, where someone's going to be raised up, where I'm going to clearly need to do something. I'm going to be guiding my brothers, guiding my whole family. Can you imagine Yosef replaying that dream in his mind on the cart that's driving him down to Egypt as a slave after his brothers threw him into a pit, sold him, and then took his coat to drip it in blood, to give it to his father, and told him that he was dead. There's no way that dream is going to be fulfilled. But then when he's standing there, Mishneh LeMelech, and his brothers come about down and ask for food, Hayinu Kecholmim. Remember those dreams. It's not clear than the road. The road is dark. The road is difficult. The road is filled, is fraught with disaster. And in fact, the only time, according to Chazal, that Yosef HaTzadik, the only time that Yosef makes a mistake and is punished for it is when he does what? Anybody remember?
Potiphar?
No, that Baruch Hashem, he does. He's not Chote.
The dream that he...
Not the dream, right after the dream, yeah.
He has to get him out of jail.
Yeah, he turns to the Sarah Mashkim, he turns to the person who delivers the wine to the king. And he says, Make sure to tell the king about me. Some Mashu Kazeh. And that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes him. He's like, Kadosh Baruch Hu's like, not when you were in the cart, not by Eshet Potifar, not while in prison. Now you're gonna turn to people and ask people for help? You've believed in me and trusted in me the whole time. Another few years in jail will remind you that you have to wait it out for me and I'll come through for you. Because that's who Yosef was. And then when the dream is fulfilled, can you imagine that moment for Yosef, after all of those years of trials and tribulations, to really feel Hayinu Kecholmim? That's how we're going to feel. Every difficulty, and all, part of what my job is to sit and schmooze with people and hear the difficulties. And everybody around this table, whether you've personally spoken to me or not, everybody around this table has difficulties. Everyone. And still to this day, it throws me every time I speak to another person, and how every person has a whole world to them, and how that whole world, everybody's world has difficulty in it, and everybody's difficulties and pains are unique. And all of us have that pain, and all of us have that difficulty, and all of us have that darkness. And the emuna that we need to have is that this is all bringing us to Geula. This is all bringing us to a national Geula. This is all bringing us to a personal Geula. This is all bringing us to a personal Kavod Shemayim in the world. That's what all of this is getting us toward. And that when we get there, we're going to, just like Yosef, Hayinu Kechon. It's all going to become clear. It's all going to make sense. It's all going to come through. Kimokin. The Chule, that's what we just read. Kamokin. Kamokin b'shuv Hashem et shivat Zion. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back everybody back to Yerushalayim into a world of Geula. Kasher yegi olam ha'tikun yek Yosef Baal HaChalamot. We're going to be like Yosef, the Baal HaChalamot. She'az yiru v'yavinu eich kol ha'tzarot she'avru al Yisrael. That all of the difficulties that came to Yisrael, we're going to realize. Heim she'hovilu v'yichshiru likrat ha'giloy hazeh. That's what brought about the revelation itself. V'lula zot, and without this, we wouldn't have been able to gotten to Olam HaTikun. V'oto davar gam b'mash nogea lehester kvot shamayim b'kalut. And that's about Hester Panim in general. As yavinu et kol inyan Hester, will understand all of the aspects of Hester Panim in the world. Shebleze lo haya kiyum lebriya, that without this there wouldn't be any kiyum for the world. V'akolo vil l'Olam HaTikun. This is all bringing us to a fixed world, to a world of tikun. Last paragraph. And this is why the world is designed in a way of hiddenness, of Hester. That if a person does have everything go right for them, says there's a incredible thing you're saying. That the tzaddikim say that if a person, they're studying Torah and everything's going great, and they're doing Masim Tovim and everything's going great, and they're making a parnasa and they're learning most of the day, and everything's coming to them, and everything in their family's good, and they have no issues. Everything is good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of them. The tzaddikim say, be very careful, and double check that everything is good. And double check that it's not the Yitzhar Hara. It's not the Baal Dover. It's not the Sitra Akha. It's not the son that's tricking you into thinking that everything's actually working out. And tricking you into thinking that you're really doing Avodat Hashem. And tricking you into thinking that everything's good. Because that's not Olam HaZeh. Make sure to double check that everything is going, is really where you think it is. Because this world is meant to be a world of struggle. We're meant to work here. Adam la'amal yulad. We were born to work. And there's something broken in a life where everything comes perfectly easy. That's not life. When we get upset that we're going through difficulties, and we ask why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that into my life, the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us life. We're meant to struggle in this world. That's why we're here. Not to worry. We'll get to sit back, relax, and enjoy closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and eternal goodness forever in Olam Haba. The few fleeting years that we're here, 70, 80, 120 years that we're here, that's the fleeting time of work for an infinity of goodness, for an eternity of goodness. And if it's not going that way, that's the question. That's the real question. Ukamamar Chazal, kol she'enu behester panim enu mehem. V'zeh yagiloi shel v'ra'iti et achorai ufanai l'yiru'ud. You can see my back, but you can't see my face. She'tachlita b'riyahi v'ra'iti et achorai, to see my back. L'shaver et kol ha'matzavim shel dinim v'aklipot b'chinat achorai, to destroy all of reality achorai, my back. The back is always connected to the sitra achra, the negative forces, the forces of tum'ah. Because the back means when I'm disconnected from a person. When you look at when the person's back to you, they've turned their back on you. They're distant from you. They're separate from you. You can't. When you see somebody from the behind, you think you know who they are, but you want to go around and double check, is it them? Right? I saw yesterday walking, and I said, Elior, is that you? I wasn't sure because you were walking in front of me. Right? On the back, you think you know, but you don't know 100%. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, in this world, you're only going to see my back. You can only, there's that the back is the klipot. The back is the things that are device that divide between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, that mask Kadosh Baruch Hu. They don't want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. That's Achorai. That's Tum'ah. That's Tracha. In this world, you're meant to see Achorai. Not Panai. Not with clarity. Not with closeness in that way. Because through fighting, to get through that tumah, through fighting desperately to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face. La'agia la'ashem brach mitoch ha'alam ve'aster, to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that darkness. Zeh tafkido shel yibo lamod. That's the whole goal of a person in this world. So we had the two sides here of what was being presented very beautifully in terms of understanding the questions after Chet HaEgel of Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That on the one hand, that he was turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a place of brokenness and coming like in a place of trying to do tshuva me'ava, turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, I can't believe that you could let this happen, I can't believe you've fallen so far, and crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this place where there is a place, it was a time of an eat ratzon, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu let this happen, he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you let this happen? And just seeing how distressed Moshe was, it was a time to ask, to remember that when we do things, not just to fear the sin that we did and the retribution for the sin that we did, the response to the sin that we did, not just to fear that, but to recognize what we've lost through the sin, what's happened to us through the sin. And by coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'emet, really, from a place of truth, coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of distress from what we've done and how much we've lost, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do is to appease us and to calm us down. If he sees that we're so upset that we can't believe we did this thing, and how could we have gotten to this place? Because it's not where we want to be. Not because I'm afraid of what's going to happen, because I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe this happened. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to calm me down. That's what we want to try to get to when we sin, not just to have tshuva meyira, but tshuva me'ava. And on the and from a different perspective, what he's saying here, that Moshe Rabbeinu was coming dafka from a place when they were at the Chet HaEgel, when they were in the lowest place possible, that's the place where he was asking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now is where I want you to show me for yourself from the Hester. Now is where I want you to bring Kvod Shemayim into the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu fine said, I said, I will only rest my Shekhinah on you. I will give you kapara. But the one thing that even then he wouldn't give to even Moshe Rabbeinu is to reveal himself in this world. Because the goal of this world is to find God within the Hester. That's definitionally what this world is about. Bezrat Hashem, we should maintain a clarity of perspective. We should dream big and remember our dreams. Keep them with us. Fight for them. Fight to get close to these dreams of Kedusha, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Hester. To feel His guiding hand, to feel His presence. And through following and holding God's hand as He guides us through the Hester of this world, let Him lead us to a place of light where we see His panim in Olam Haba, Bezrat Hashem.